Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Although today's adventure's a Western, it starts in the library at Wit's End. That's where Calvin is right now. He's looking through the books, and he's also looking pretty angry. Let's find out why.
There's got to be something here that can help me.
Calvin?
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Are you all right? The way you came barreling in here a minute ago, I figured something must be wrong.
I'm okay. I'm just looking for a book.
Oh, so I see. Any particular book?
Yeah, a book of mean tricks you can play on your brother.
Well, I don't think I have that kind of a book in here, Calvin. You having a problem with Ronnie?
I'll say. He cheats.
He does?
Yeah, we share a room, see? One side is his and the other side's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mom wanted us to clean it up. And she said that the one who cleaned his side first would get a dollar. Well, I finished first. But when I went to get Mom, Ronnie moved all of his junk under my bed.
Oh, no.
He does stuff like that all the time. So I'm going to find a book that has lots of mean tricks in it and play every one of them on him.
You know, Calvin, I think I do have a book for you up here after all. Let's see here. Here we are.
The Ill-Gotten Deed, A True Story by J.A. Whitaker. You wrote this, Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, I did.
And you're sure this is what I need?
Well, I think it's exactly what you need, Calvin. Tell you what, let's sit over here and read it together, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. Here we are. In the early 1800s, there lived in the town of Richmond, Virginia, identical twin brothers named Horace and Grover. Now, although Horace and Grover were twins, they were about as different as day and night. Horace was kind, gentle, somewhat absent-minded, and a real outdoorsman. Grover, on the other hand, was smart, shrewd, conniving, and a real city person. The result was that Grover would do anything he could to get the best of Horace. This sort of thing happened continually through their childhood and teen years. Grover pulling many fast ones, and 9 times out of 10, Horace falling for them.
It sounds like Ronnie and me, all right.
Well, it came to pass that when the boys reached 30 years of age, their father fell gravely ill and died. And Horace and Grover found themselves at the law offices of one Ambrose P. Schnook.
Mr. Schnook?
Huh? Who's that?
Why, it's me, Horace.
Yes, and Grover.
Oh, good. For a minute there, I thought I was seeing double.
Well, we're ready to start, Mr. Schnook.
Start what?
You're going to read our father's will to us.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, technically, this isn't a will. It's merely a letter stating your father's last wishes concerning his property. It's what we call in the law profession, it's a will.
Yes, well, whatever it's called, do you think you might read it to us now?
All right. Keep your britches on. Let me get my cheaters on here. Okay. To my sons, Horace and Grover, I wanted to start out by telling you that you have both been fine sons to me. In fact, I don't expect any sons could be finer. You've grown up big and strong, and I believe you're ready to handle what life has to throw your way. That's why I'm about to do what I'm about to do. You've both heard me talk about my land out west. It's about the only thing of value I have. Well, I don't want to divide the land up, and I would not feel right about giving it outright to one or the other of you. So I've decided to handle it in the following way. Living on the land is a man named Silas Van Creeft. He is holding the deed to the property. I've instructed him to sign the deed over to whichever one of you reaches him first.
What?
Hold on now, there's more. Mr. Schnook will provide each of you with a map to the land. At the bank, you will find 2 strong boxes, one in each of your names, with enough money to outfit a wagon for the journey. That is it, boys. Hope you have fun. Love, Father. Nice letter.
Mr. Schnook, am I to understand that our father expects us to engage in some sort of contest for this land?
Well, now, I wouldn't exactly call it a contest. It's more like a... it's a contest.
Well, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
Maybe, but that's what he wanted. Now, this contest commences as of right now, so the sooner you begin, the better. Here's your map, boys.
Well, thank you for everything, Mr. Schnook. Well, we better go tell Phoebe and Rachel. Boy, they're gonna love this.
Oh, yes. I think I know just what Rachel will say.
We're supposed to do what?
Race for the land. My father wants Horace and I to race to his property out west. The first one to get there and get the deed owns the land.
You're joking!
I'm not joking.
What are we going to do?
Well, obviously, we've got to get the deed.
You can't be serious.
We can't stay here. We haven't any money. The only hope we have of getting any money is by getting that deed.
Grover, neither one of us knows anything about wagons.
I know that.
But Horace and his wife know everything about them.
I know that, too.
That means they'll get there first, and we won't get anything.
Rachel, I know. Instead of telling me what I already know, I need suggestions of how we can solve this problem.
I don't see how it can be solved. Even if we did know about wagons, you said yourself we don't have any money to get one.
Well, Father took care of that. He left me a strong box with enough money in it to outfit a wagon for the journey.
Then we do have a chance.
He left Horace one, too.
Oh, but it isn't right. Horace likes the outdoors. You don't. Your father should have left you double the money, or at least given Horace some sort of handicap.
Well, he didn't, so there's no use in complaint. Wait. Wait a minute. My dear, you may have just come up with the answer.
The answer? The answer to what? What?
I'll have to dress like him. I'll need his birth certificate from the trunk upstairs.
Birth certificate? What on earth are you talking about?
I'm talking about doubling our cash and giving Horace a handicap, both at the same time.
Grover, you're beginning to sound like your father's lawyer.
Rachel, think for a moment. What is the one thing my dear brother and I have in common?
In common? Well, Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You and Horace are
identical twins.
Horace? Sweetheart, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Did you get the strong box?
Nope, I didn't.
Well, why not?
Twarn't there.
Twarn't. But it has to be there. It's in a bank.
Not anymore, it ain't.
Well, did you ask to tell her about it?
Of course I did. He said I'd already took my strong box.
What?
He said I came in 2 days ago, showed him my birth certificate, and I picked up my strong box.
But you haven't been to the bank in months.
Well, that's what I tried to tell him.
Well, what'd he say?
Threatened to have me thrown out.
Oh, poor
Horace. Mean, the very idea. I ought to know if I've been to the bank or not. And I don't even have my birth certificate. My brother does.
Horace. Your brother.
Come on, Phoebe.
Rachel!
Grover!
It's empty. The whole house is empty. They took everything.
No, not everything. They left this on the mantel.
No? Well, what does it say?
It says, Dear Horace. Ha, ha. Got you again. Love, Grover.
Oh, Horace.
Grover!
Will Grover and Rachel get the deed? Find out when our adventure continues in just a moment. And now, back to today's adventure.
Boy, Mr. Whittaker, this story is sounding more and more like Ronnie and me all the time. Keep reading. I can't wait to see how Horace gets back at Grover.
All right. Now, where were we? Ah, here we are. Yes, Grover had done it again. Cheated to get the best of his brother. But life on the trail wasn't exactly a bed of roses. In fact, it was unlike anything Grover and Rachel had ever experienced.
Are we almost there?
Well, aren't you enjoying our little adventure, my dear?
Oh, of course I'm enjoying it. Why, there's nothing I'd rather do more than spend all day in a musty wagon, sleep on the cold, hard ground at night, and go for weeks without taking a bath.
Well, why didn't you take a bath at that little lake where we stopped at last night?
I tried. The water was so cold, I couldn't stay in it long enough to wash any dirt off. Grover, we haven't had a hot meal since we left Richmond. All my clothes are either torn or so threadbare. They're not worth anything anymore. And if I have to look at the back end of these horses one more day, I think I'm going mad. Please, please tell me we're almost there.
Darling, we're almost there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Look at the map. Here.
Yes.
Here, now. Here's the mountain we're on right here.
Oh, I see.
See, there's the little lake we stopped at.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom of this mountain
is
the land.
Oh, how can you be sure?
We should be able to see Silas Van Creef's cabin from up here.
I can't see anything with all these trees.
Now, we're coming up on a clearing. Whoa, whoa, stop, halt. It should be right down in that valley.
I don't see anything.
Neither do I, but... Oh, wait. Off to the left. There. Is that smoke?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's coming from the cabin. I can see it.
Hallelujah. Let's go. Ha! Go forward.
Well, what about it, Mr. Van Creef?
Yeah, you can call me Silas. Well, looks like everything's in order. Mm-hmm. Slicker than a greased pig.
You mean we won? Rachel, we won!
We won? Oh, we won!
I got the deed right here. Just signed the transfer down at the bottom, and the Wayakatala Niti Valley is all yours.
Yes, I'll do it right now.
A quill pen right inside the door here. Get it? There you go. There
perfect.
You go.
Thank you.
Right there, darling.
Yes.
Yep. Silas, what did you say this valley was called?
Wayakatala Niti.
Oh, I like that. That's so charming.
Yes, it's wonderful, wonderful.
What does it mean?
Land that stinks like a swamp. Well, that makes everything legal. Here's your deed. Now, I gotta
thank
go.
You.
Yes. Excuse me.
Huh?
That's a rather odd name, isn't it? What? I mean, this country is very pretty.
Well, sure it is now. Well, I gotta go.
Excuse me. What do you mean now?
Oh, just that the rainy season ain't hit yet. Should be here any time, though.
Wait a minute. What happens when the rainy season hits?
Yes.
Well, you know that little lake up on the mountain?
Yes.
That turns into a big lake real fast. Ain't no time for this whole valley's as soggy as a baby's bib.
How long does this last?
Oh, I'd say pretty much most of the year. Drainage getting real good.
What?
Well, then, of course, there's the range cattle.
Range cattle?
Oh, yeah, big herds of them. When they come through here after it rains, the ground gets muddier than a hog in summer.
Well, then this place really does turn into a swamp?
Grover.
Well, I guess it does. Well, hey, that's probably where the name came from. I never thought of that.
I can't believe this. Why would my father say this land is valuable?
I don't know, unless he's talking about sentimental value. He'd probably felt different if he'd ever seen it.
He'd never been here.
No, can't say that he had. Well, it could be the reason why the land speculator was able to sell it to him so easy.
This is unbelievable. How could my father have done something so dumb?
We risked our lives for this.
Ain't what you wanted, huh?
No, it's not what we wanted. What in the world am I going to do with a lot of swamp land?
I want to go home.
Well, right now, I think that's the least of your worries.
How do you?
Huh?
Well, you want to tell me how it could be any worse?
That answer your question.
Take cover.
Into the cabin, folks. Come on.
Move the tent against the door.
All right. What do we do now?
Well, don't look like there's too many. Maybe we can scare them off. Grab your rifle there, sonny.
Rifle?
Came out here without a rifle?
Well, I didn't think we'd need one.
I thought your pa was dumb for buying this land. Well, there's a pistol in that box on the mantel. Let's get
that. Wait a minute, I'll get it.
All right.
Here, Grover, darling.
Thank you, darling.
All right. Now, do exactly as I do.
Wait, you missed.
I know that. I don't want to hit him. I just want to scare him off. I don't believe in killing.
Ah! I don't think they share in your belief.
They stopped riding in a circle.
They're lining up in front of the cabin.
They're going to charge.
No, wait a minute. They ain't charging. Well, what? My nose. They're riding away.
Why would they do that?
guess we did scare them after
no,
all.
No, 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 not us. That.
What?
Stampede!
Oh, no!
Back out of here! Back out of here! Back out of here! Sure enough. Come on out, folks. It's safe now. Come on.
Look at them go.
Yeah.
I'll never say anything bad about cows as long as I live.
It's remarkable how a whole herd just showed up out of nowhere.
And I don't think it was an accident. Look.
It's a rider coming toward us.
Yeah, there's a wagon following.
Oh, no. It's Horace.
But I just can't believe it.
Horace.
You done some pretty low things in your life, Grover, but this has to be the lowest.
Horace.
I mean, when a brother lies and steals and cheats from his own flesh and blood kin, his twin brother no less, well, the world is just in a pretty sorry state, and that is all there is to it.
Horace.
I just can't, for the life of me, understand how you could do such a thing. Well?
I wanted to win.
Oh, so you thought you'd cheat to even things up. Is that it?
Well, I don't think of it as cheating, really. I think of it as making my own advantages.
Cheating is cheating, no matter what you call it.
Well, if you really feel that way, then why did you stampede the cattle through and rescue us from the Indians?
Well, I had to. You're still my brother, Grover, and it's not my place to judge you. I may feel like braining you sometimes, but, I still love you.
You're a good man, Horace. A much better man than I.
Oh. Hey, it looks like a storm's brewing.
Yes. Horace, listen, I can't let your action go unrewarded. Here.
Huh? What's this?
The deed.
Oh, no! I can't take it! You won!
Oh, but unfairly. You would have won if I hadn't done what I did. I insist.
Well, why don't we keep the land together?
No. I've decided Rachel and I need to go back to Virginia.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think we need to get started as soon as possible. Before the rains come.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, now that you mention it, we aren't going to have a place to stay when we get back to Virginia. You know, the place we were living wasn't ours, and...
Well, don't say another word. You can stay at our farm.
Oh, no, we couldn't.
No, now it's my turn to insist. As a matter of fact, I want you to have the farm outright.
No, Horace, you can't.
Sure I can. Look... We'd have to give up that farm sooner or later. Wouldn't be able to afford it now that we got this here land. Just think of it as a swap.
Well, if that's really what you want.
It is. Now, I got the deed right here in my saddlebag. Yeah, here it is. Here you go.
Thank you.
You know, Grover, I got a failing that because of what you just done, some really big things are gonna happen to you in Virginia.
Maybe, Horace. But I don't think they'll be half as big as the things that are going to happen to you here. Not half as big at all.
Hold it. Grover cheated Horace again?
Well, it sure seems that way.
Didn't Horace get back at him?
Well, let's finish the rest of the book. True to form, the rains came and the whole area turned into a swamp. But while Horace wasn't too wise when it came to his brother, he was no dummy when it came to farming. He saw that the water problems could be solved simply by digging irrigation ditches in a few strategic places. He persuaded several other farmers to help him, and once the land dried out, they built themselves a town on the spot. A beautiful little community by the name of Odyssey.
What? The story's about Odyssey?
Yep. See, I purposefully left out Grover and Horace's last name. It's McAllister.
McAllister? Mm-hmm. As in McAllister Public Library and McAllister Junior High?
And let's not forget McAllister Park, where a certain ice cream and discovery emporium called Wits End is located.
Wow! So old Horace did get the last laugh after all.
I suppose you could look at it that way.
Is there another way you could look at it?
Well, I think so. I don't believe Horace wanted to get the last laugh or get back at his brother at all. He said it wasn't his place to judge Grover.
But everything still worked out for Horace.
Yes, but not because he was trying to get even.
Then why?
Well, if Horace were here, he'd probably tell you it was simply because God blessed him. I think he understood what the Apostle Paul meant when he wrote, "Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."
That's why he saved his brother from the Indians?
Yes. And that's also why he forgave him.
You think that's what I should do with Ronnie?
Yes, Calvin. That's what I think you should do.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker. I'll do it.
Good. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give your brother this book?
Really?
Sure. Maybe he'll recognize himself.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, I can always brain him with it.
Calvin. Brain him with it.
Romans 12:19 says, "Don't take revenge, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." That's not always easy to do, especially when someone is really nasty to us. But we still need to trust that God will take care of the situation and know the best thing we can do is keep loving and serving Him. It's all a part of becoming the people God wants us to be. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.